Jesus. For God, you said in your word, God, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. We stand before the altar today, God, before as an empty pitcher, God, ready to be filled with more of you and less of us. Lord, have your way today, God. Lord, shake us up. Don't let us get no rest tonight. Shake us up. And God, as you shake, God, wake us up. God, we see what's going on around us. God, you never sleep, nor do you slumber. God calls us, oh God, to go into your word. Calls us, God, as you said in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. God, you said, then you will hear from heaven, then you will forgive our sins, and you will heal our land. God, we need your healing today. We need your healing today, God, but you are a God of order, God. You do not operate out of order, God. And Father, we thank you for your word, it's order. Now, God, as we leave this place, we thank you for your covering, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are our protection, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, I speak peace now in the lives of your brothers, your sons and daughters, God. I speak life into the life of your sons and daughters, God. Devil, take your hand. Get out of our heads. Get out of our thoughts. Get out of our actions. Devil, take your hands. People. Lord, we thank you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. And the saints of God said amen. 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 Come on, give God a loud hallelujah. Come on and tell him like you love him, because he didn't have to do it.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Thank you.
friend of ours in France. So he's listening. He'll be listening to us in France today at 4 p.m. It's 9 o'clock here, and it's 4 o'clock there. So he will be listening to us. Somebody say amen. That's in France. Y'all in France. Bonjour, monsieur. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much. Comment allez-vous? Très bien, merci à vous. How are you? Thank you very much. There is a word from the Lord. It is found in Jeremiah. Preparation for elevation. In order to drive an automobile and be responsible, you must take driver's lessons. In order to operate equipment on your job, you must go through a training session or sessions. One must understand that where you are and the things that you have gone through in your life, God has been preparing you to take you further. Last year, this time, I want you to know that we were facing things that were traumatic, and I want to do this as a testimony. I want you to know something that was so traumatic until it caused pain. And I had no idea what God was really doing. I made it up in my mind, and I'm going to let you in. I had gone to Dallas, and I was going to find me a job, and I wasn't coming back. I had it made up in my mind that I'm a salesman, and I can find me a job. Anyway, I said, I don't have to take this. I can respond to God's chastening and God's preparation by running. You do know that man's human response to adversity is to run. Y'all gonna talk back to me? So I had made it up in my mind that I was going to go and get me a job, get me an apartment, come back, get my wife. We were going to pack our furniture onto my old truck like the Beverly Hillbillies. We were going to put the house up for sale, and we were gone. We were out. But where I was, I went, and as I drove up to the place that I was supposed to be, this sign was there. And this sign had a scripture on it. And the scripture was written, Jeremiah 29 and 11. And it was written in the NIV version. And the NIV version of Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, as you enter this facility, it says, God says in this big sign, he says, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future. At the point that we are going through something, at first that doesn't mean much to you. But as I begin to travel and talk to God, and God begin to talk to me, he says, this is what I made you for. And what I made you for, he says, what you remember when you and I had a talk from the start? He says, what I build up, no man can tear down. This is not just for me. There's somebody else here that needs to hear this. When you are going through something, you might not be going through it now, but just keep living. Keep being a Christian and keep living the Christian life. You might be on Easy Street and God and Made Boulevard now. You might be in recess from your trials and tribulations. Somebody gonna talk back to me. You see, in trials and tribulations in this life, there is a such thing called recess. You might be in recess now, but you just keep on living the Christian life and your time of testing will come. Don't look at Turner Strange. Do not think that Turner is the only one that is going through this. I'm just giving it to you to let you know that trouble will come. Oh, Pastor, I'm all right now. I got a good job. Me and my family are doing pretty good, and I'm able to do some things that I've wanted to do. I'm going on some vacations and trips. That's okay. You in the recess of life. Enjoy it. But if you are living a Christian life, trouble and testing is going to come. It's right there in the book of Job. If you hadn't torn it out of your Bible, in the first chapter of Job, when the children of God gather around the throne, Satan is right there. And Satan tells God, he says, listen, God brings up Job's name and trouble comes to Job in one day. So as we begin to hear this word, let me bring you up to the text and then I'll leave you alone. The children of Israel is in captivity. They are not there because they've been singing too loud in the choir. They are in captivity. See, they've been in captivity for 430 years. And so now they're in captivity. And watch this, they're in captivity in Babylon because they have been disobedient to the word of God. And there, while in captivity, God still speaks to them. I want you to know that even while you're in captivity, even when you are in the worst parts of your life, God does not be quiet. God will always give you a word of hope. A lot of times we don't get it because we're not listening. But God says, I'm speaking louder now while you are in your situation than I was before you got in it. Watch this. And he sends Jeremiah to tell the children of God. He says, listen, don't worry. He says, I know I've got plans for you. And let me help somebody here. In other words, God is saying in verse 29, God is saying, what I started, I'm going to finish. You didn't get it yet. Put the scripture back up, 29, 11, verse 11. Watch this. He says, what I started. I know. Listen, you don't tell me whether I'm in the house today. I know I'm in the house. God says, what I started, I'm going to finish. He said, I started this work in you. I birthed you for this work. I call you for this work. I commissioned you for this work. He says, and what I started, it will not be aborted. God does not commit abortion. I need to help someone with that. God don't commit abortions. God says, what I started in you, God does not have miscarriage. He said, what I started, it's going to happen. What I've said to you from the start, there is someone here. I want you to walk through the corridors of your memory of when you first got saved. Think about the promises that God made to you. I know it's been tough. The road has been rough. The going has been tough. The hills has been hard to climb. But God said, those same promises I made to you from the start, they're going to come to pass. Preparation for elevation. Watch this. So now the children of Israel are in captivity. They are in slavery again. And now God says, I'm getting ready to bring you out. You missed your cue to shout right there. See, he says, I'm getting ready to bring you out. Watch this. He says, I'm preparing you. The reason why your troubles are the way that they are is because you are being prepared to come out. See, he wants your praise. God is going to get the glory out of you. You've been trying to borrow your way out. You've been trying to beg your way out. You've been trying to pout your way out. God says, nope, none of that worked. He says, I want to bring you out in a way to where you know it was me. You got to understand, I'm talking to somebody right now. You got to understand, God will not let anybody steal his glory. He says, I'm going to get the glory out of your life. I'm going to get the glory out of what you're doing. I'm going to get the glory and nobody else will get it. You won't be able to say, my uncle loaned me the money. You won't be able to say, my daddy helped me got out. Or my brother came and saved me. Or my nephew came and gave me the money. God said, I've closed all of those doors. He said, because I want you to come to me. And when you come to me, he said, I'm going to make sure that all of your remedies have been exhausted. And you're going to know, no, can't nobody do me like Jesus. That's the testimony he wants you to have. He wants you to be able to say, no, I know this was the Lord. I know the Lord will. See, right now, some of us are singing those songs. I know the Lord will make a way out of no way. No, God said, listen, that's coming out your mouth. After a while, it's going to come from your heart. When it come out of your heart, you're going to know it because somebody's going to say, child, she need to sit down. Say, I can't sit down. The Lord made a way. Out of no way. He opened doors that had been closed in my face. Preach, Reverend Turner. You want to preach by yourself. Preach, Reverend Turner. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. And so now what God says, if you look here, you will see the personal pronoun, I. The personal. He says, no one else. I means God says, I don't need any help. That's singular there. He says, I, Elohim. Elohim means almighty. I. That's the person of God. El Shaddai. I. Jehovah Jireh. I. Nobody else has to help me. God says, even in the book of Isaiah, he says, if there is another God, I don't know who he is. Watch this. Watch this. I need to quit. Watch this. First of all, in preparation, somebody said preparation for elevation. Watch this. First of all, in preparation for elevation, you are going to find, watch this, you're going to find what was meant to break you. Really bless you. Y'all going to miss y'all cue to shout. They're going to miss their cue to shout. That's your cue to shout right there. See, what was meant to break you was really meant to bless you. Somebody still didn't get it yet. I need some witnesses here. Watch this. What was meant to break you, there is a man in the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 20. You're going to discover his name is Joseph. Joseph had some brothers. And his dad had already given him a coat of many colors. Preach, Reverend Turner. He had given him a coat of many colors, which was royalty. And his brothers got jealous and they stripped him of his coat. I'm going to preach all by myself. I'm going to preach myself happy. You just wait. They stripped him of his coat. And not only did they strip him of his coat, they threw the boy in a ditch. Not only did they throw him in a ditch, but he was sold off to foreigners. Somebody said from the pit to the palace. Watch this. They threw him in the pit. Man will throw you in the pit, but God will bring you to the I wish I had a praying church today. He throws him. They threw him in the pit. They stripped him of everything. And when they stripped the boy of everything, I was sitting here wondering as I read that story, Archie, I said, why in the world would God allow someone that he's chosen out of 12 brothers, why would he allow this boy to go through such heartache and pain? The boy was stripped, thrown in a ditch, sold to slaves, lied on, put in prison. I wish I had some believers. What in the world was God doing in his life? That's somebody here. Been stripped. You've been stripped. I'm talking about you've been talked about. You've been stripped. stripped of your joy. You've been stripped of your morals, stripped of your self-esteem. You've been torn up from the floor. Are you with me yet? You've been thrown into a pit. You've been thrown everywhere. You've been dogged out. You've been dogged up. You've been dogged around. And you're wondering what in the world? Well, God is not doing anything but preparing you for elevation. See, you, wait. Watch this. This boy was thrown. I said, why would God allow all of this? Where was God? Where was he when Joseph was being misused? Where was he when Joseph was being abused? Where was God when he was being lied on, when Potiphar's wife accused him of rape? Where was God? It seemed to me that God was absent. God said, I was there. He says, I allowed him to go through this. You're going to get it in a minute. He said, I allowed him to go through this. He said, because I was preparing him. I was molding him and making him and shaping him. Somebody's not with me yet. Somebody is asking, why is God when I'm going through all of this? Where is God when my bills are more than my money? Where is God when they've lied on me and talked about me? He says, I'm still with you. He said, but I'm letting you go through it. He says, I'm letting you go through it because I'm molding you. Because what was meant to break you is really there to bless you. You still didn't get it? Here's your cue to shout. Here's your cue to shout. Because when you go to chapter 37, they threw him in the pit. But when you get to chapter 50, somebody here in chapter 37, but don't you worry. Chapter 50. Because Joseph gets the boys all around the table. Joseph is now second to the king. Joseph is now second to the king. Joseph gets the folk that broke him, threw him in the pit. Joseph gets them together and said, what you meant for evil. What you meant for evil. God turned it into my good. I wish I had three believers. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, how you like me now? There were some people counted you out. There were some people when you were down, they say you wasn't going to make it. Preach to yourself, Reverend Turner. There were some people thought that life was going to take you out. They thought that unemployment was going to kill you. But God says what they meant for evil. Maybe, wait, y'all be quiet over there. There may be somebody over here that might miss their cue. You see, in Isaiah 54:17, God was preparing you because he wanted to let you know there's no weapon. Let me go over here. Y'all just excuse me for a minute. There he wanted you to know that there's no weapon. That's formed against you, that's going to prosper. Do you hear me, Donnie? I don't care what it is. It's not going to amount. It's not going to amount to nothing. God wants you to know. Let me go back over here then because y'all ain't ready yet. I'll be right back. God wants you to know in Romans 8:28 that everything that is going on in your life that is working together, are you with me yet? You're going to be able to say, for we know that all of the things that happened to me is working together. God putting the bad with the good. God putting it together. God getting it right. God putting the sausage. He putting the chicken. He putting the peppers. He putting everything in there. And when it come out,
you better preach now.
Lord been with me. Lord been with me. Touch your neighbors that the Lord been with me all the time. God been with me. I wish I had somebody that didn't mind shouting, God been with me. God been with me. God been with me. See, everything was working together. for your good. Because God knows that you love him. Are you with me yet? He knows that you love him. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Miss Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
Mahler Furniture, a community institution, always providing excellent value at affordable prices. All furniture, bedding, and accessories at amazing value. Interest-free financing. Layaways also available while you're waiting for that tax refund. Remember, you didn't buy it from Mahler, you paid too much. Mahler Furniture is a proud community sponsor. 98 Bolton Avenue.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. 192 Pine Grove Drive, Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of Central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements,